Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Carrie Ann Kulig with the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. The club, located in Palm City, will offer new Learn to Row classes for juniors and masters starting in May, as well as youth summer camps and a corporate rowing league. Carrie Ann, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. I'm glad to be here.
You know, it seemed that once upon a time, the Treasure Coast Rowing Club was for aging athletes, shall we say, or maybe runners who wanted a form of exercise that wouldn't put quite so much stress on their knees. But over the last several years, I know you haven't been there that long, the club seems to have made a concerted effort to attract younger rowers.
Yes. So we continue to offer rowing for the older masters athlete, but now we've expanded to a junior program, which includes high school rowers and also middle school rowers. We've been operating a middle school program for 1 year now, so anyone in seventh grade and up is welcome to come join us.
Now, you recently joined the club as a coach, having come from perhaps the mecca of rowing, the Boston, Cambridge, Massachusetts area. Coming to an area where rowing is not quite as ingrained, is it a tough sell, especially for younger rowers?
Yes and no. I think there is a lot of potential for growth down here on the Treasure Coast. And I think that once more and more rowers see, you know, how exciting it is, how great it is to be on the water, and they'll really start to build up the club a lot. Also, I think noticing that we've just won a few medals at the district level, and we've placed fifth in the state championships, I think that will be a big draw for athletes looking for a new sport, to get out on the water, make some new friends.
Describe the boats. We say rowing, and some people automatically, I think of rowboats, but these are scull is the proper term for
yes,
the boat?
Yes, you can call them sculls or shells. So the biggest boats we have in the fleet are eights, and those are eight-person boats plus the coxswain, which is the ninth person. And those can be about 60 feet long and made out of carbon fiber, so they're very fragile and very long and very lightweight. And the smallest boats we have are single sculls, and that's for one person. And those are a little shorter. They can be about 25 feet long. So anywhere between 25 to 60 feet long, very narrow, accommodating 1 to 9 people.
I'm speaking today with Carrie Ann Kulig with the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. For someone who's interested, we've piqued their curiosity. What's the best way for them to get involved?
That's a great question. So if you are a master's rower, and that's any adult who's out of college, you can come on down in May. We have some adult Learn to Row programs that are beginning May 3rd, and those will be starting at 6:15 a.m. for the early risers and then 8 a.m. And then also over the summer, if you are a junior rower, we have some summer camps starting up. So if you're not sure that rowing is right for you, but you'd like to give it a shot, come on down to one of our junior summer camps, and those start at the end of May when school is out.
And if you decide you like rowing, you can become a member? Is that how that works?
Yes.
You don't need to have your own scull or your own boat?
No, absolutely not. We have plenty of club equipment for everyone to share. Once you become a member, all you have to do is show up at the club on the days where I'm offering a coach session. I'll put you in a boat and we'll head out together.
For you, what is the lure of rowing?
I grew up on the water. I love being outside. I love being on the water. I'm an avid birder, so for me, a lot of coaching is also bird watching. You know, there's just, it's something beautiful about seeing the sun come up over the horizon. For me also, rowing can be very meditative. When I go out in my single, it's more about just meditating, sort of being one with the water. But I also am very competitive. So when I go out in the big boats with my team, I'm just out there to crush it and I'm out there to win. So it's a combination of that fluidity and that mindfulness, a little meshed with the aggression and desire for medals.
Just depends on your mood that day.
Depends on my mood.
I've been speaking today with Carrie Ann Kulig with the Treasure Coast Rowing Club. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Carrie Ann, thanks so much for coming in today and welcome to the area.
Thank you, Drew. It's been my pleasure, and I'm proud to be a member of WQCS as well. Thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, WQCS.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.